issue. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often
get you.
Good morning. The Lord has showered His grace upon us with strength and health and safety to be here. What a privilege to see you. Got some good news for you. And I pray that the Lord would allow me to tell it. I pray that He would allow me to say something through His Spirit, they would edify you, help you for the next coming week. That we could be a help to one another in the Lord's church.
Amen.
So I've missed you, and it's a great privilege for me to be here. If you have your Bibles, turn them to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. I've had one verse on my mind all week. And it just won't go away, so I reckon I better say it. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
there you go.
I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. All the preachers on earth couldn't preach that one statement out. David is telling us here something through experience. He's telling us that the Lord is his shepherd. And all the times he should have wanted because of his disobedience, he don't want. The scripture says that it maketh me lie down in green pastures. That's just the way I am. The Lord, if he wrestled with David or Jacob, whichever one he wrestled with, the Lord seemingly has to make me sit down in green pastures. I always want to go in there where the dry ground is, seemingly. But David tells us the truth here and out of his own mouth that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The scriptures tells us that these lids of these Bibles are compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses. And these witnesses are true.
Yeah.
You know, to have a credible witness is a wonderful relief if you're in court. But I'm telling you, children of God, what David is saying here, we sometimes read over and don't really consider what he's saying. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, when that valley or the shadow of death comes upon us, it's a personal thing real quick. When you're laid home at night, when you're sick, when you're ill, when you're worried about situations, or when you may be on your deathbed, David says, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. Why? David, why will you not fear any evil? Because Thou art with me. He's promised that. He told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I'll be with thee. Brother Robert, don't you get comfortable over there. You next, right? You, I'm telling you, it don't take me long, Brother Robert. Look, I'm happy to be here, but you might not get comfortable. No, sirree. This is a wonderful thing that I want to prove to you, how I can prove to you what your frame of mind will be when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, or when you take your last breath. I've got witnesses. Amen. And they're written down right here.
Right there. Amen.
That's a wonderful thing for me to know.
Absolutely.
I've lived it. Sister Sarah was in a crash. January the 10th of this year was my day. 60 mile an hour. Both car total loss. Hers is on the side of the... turned up on the side. I'm going across 360. Hit a pole down in the a ditch. And I feared no evil. I lived it. I lived something I've always believed. The Apostle Paul says, I think 1 Corinthians chapter 12 maybe. I knew a man 15 years ago, whether in the body or not of the body, I know not. He's using a story to describe him own self. So it's okay to use a story if it's true, right, as long as we're not just a bunch of storytellers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was a 60 mile an hour crash. My almost paid for car was total loss. And I had to be taken to Farmville Hospital. And I woke up the next morning, and the very thing that I realized, there was no fear. I lived it. And everything since that day has been brighter. Look, children of God. I know you may say, well, it happened so quick. Look, it happened so quick. I understand that. But I'm telling you, if the state trooper said if a truck would have come up the other lane and sideswiped me, I would have been away from here. I'd have been in heaven with no fear.
Amen.
I lived it. That's what David's saying here.
Yeah.
Though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. For thou art with me.
Amen.
You know, children of God, I preached a funeral a couple months ago. This dear lady has buried three of her children. And she was so sad because her son died alone. He had a drinking problem. And she couldn't just get that off her mind. So when I went to preach the funeral for her, that was the very thing that come to my mind. Lord, show me his frame of mind before you took him home. And I know in John 14, the Lord says, he's coming for us. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again. I understand that. I understand somewhat about heaven. Paul calls it paradise.
Right.
Isaiah says it's a place where all tears are wiped away. The scripture from the front end to the back describes a place of God where God reigns, where the saints are singing, where the angels bow down to Him. We understand that somewhat. But can we understand the frame of mind of our last moments? I'm telling you, we can.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use witnesses. This is not scripted, but Lord, I sure have been thinking about it, you know. And I don't want to try to preach something Brother Bob is thinking about, or Brother Daniel, Ralph. I'm telling you, children of God, that sister that was at the funeral, when I come in, the place was filled up full with people. People wouldn't be quiet. You know, it's a time in our life when we need to be still and be quiet. You know, we just... So I got up in the pulpit in the funeral home, and I just started singing an old Baptist hymn. Look, the more I sang, the quieter it got. I'm thinking, I've got to have a change of a frame of mind here. Somebody's got to listen if I'm going to be up here. Why not just listen? So the more I sang, the quieter it got. Then I started to preach. What frame of mind did this son die in when the mama was nowhere to be found?
Yeah.
When there were no friends?
There.
When there were nobody there to help him? 54 years old, died of a heart attack. We know this, but I'm telling you, David said, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Now, we know the body suffers. We know there's pain. But I'm telling you, children of God, when the Lord comes to you, it's the greatest moment that you'll ever experience of this life. Because all about the Lord is liberty. There's never about Him that's not liberty. So when He comes for you and visits you and prepares to take you and gives you that peace of mind, I'm telling you, children of God, we've got witnesses that will show us the frame of mind. You know, Daniel chapter 5 is a much beloved chapter about the Hebrew children. Children of God, there was a great king called Nebuchadnezzar, out of his own mouth, testified of the peace of these Hebrew children in their dying hour. They didn't die. The Lord restored them. But Nebuchadnezzar, children of God, told us what he saw. What do you mean? The dulcimer has sounded. The trumpet has sounded. Everybody has bowed down. Why won't you bow down, children of God? Why won't you bow down, Hebrew children? Why don't you do like everybody else? And the Hebrew children said, we're not careful to answer thee, O king. We know you can put us to death, but we will not bow down to you. And the God that we serve, we don't know that he will deliver us, but he's able to deliver us. It was their time. You know very well, children of God, that the fire was so hot that it slew the men, the soldiers, when they opened the door. And out of the words of King Nebuchadnezzar, whom I think was a child of grace too, I don't know everything, but I'm going to tell you one thing. This great Babylonian king saw a whole lot of things about the Lord that the Lord showed him. And I don't think he would show a wicked person what King Nebuchadnezzar saw. You know the story, but stay with me. I want us to see what King Nebuchadnezzar, he's a witness to what he saw. He looked in. Have we heard this too much?
No.
You know what? I come up through the Shenandoah Valley this morning. When I first come here 16 years ago, I just couldn't keep my eyes on the road for the mountains. You know, I didn't hardly notice them this morning. That's just... King Nebuchadnezzar looked in. What do I see? You see the peace of God that's granted these men in their dying hour. Because the Lord is with them. Yeah. King Nebuchadnezzar, look, we threw three in. They're walking around with no hurt. There's no smoke on them. And oh, I see something else. Tell us, O king of Babylon, tell us what you see. I see one likened to the Son of Man, the Son of God, right in there with them. The Hebrew children were closer to the Lord then than they've ever been in their entire life. Oh, Daniel! Oh, Daniel! I think it's Darius, so one of the kings there. Oh, Daniel! You know, Daniel, he was that Daniel. Happy Creek needs to be that church. We need to be that member.
Amen.
Oh, if the church is going on, that member ain't coming to your reunion. That member ain't. If it's Sunday morning and he's not sick, that member's going to be in the house of prayer submitting himself. That's what they call Daniel. Oh, king, that Daniel. What Daniel? That Daniel. Nobody's praying to nobody but you, oh, king. But that Daniel, he's praying three times a day like he's always has. That Daniel. Oh, we need daddies and mamas that daddy. You understand what I'm saying? Not just a run of the mill, that Daniel. Listen, children of God, that Daniel prayed just like he always has. Oh, Daniel, I know this is very familiar. It's very familiar stuff. There's nothing in here. It's not familiar to Bible readers. Was the God that you serve able? He's already said before he threw him in, the God of heaven will deliver you. He already told Daniel that. This was a good king. He said, is a God that thou serve able to deliver you? This is Daniel's hour. I've often said, he didn't throw him into a lion's den. He threw him into a den of lions, hungry lions. That was his hour. So what was his frame of mind? Perfect peace. Perfect peace. Oh, live forever, king. Daniel said, live forever. The Lord sent his angel and delivered me from the lion's mouth. You know what? I was there with my brother when he passed away. And it was a lion's mouth that cancer can be totally different than other kinds, and I'm telling you. But there's a peace that comes to the children of God that He's promised. David recorded it. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for Thou art with me. That will help us when our loved ones leave here. That will help us to see the peace of frame of mind. Luke chapter 23. Oh Lord, remember me. Oh, Gary, this is so familiar, ain't it? But it's witnesses.
Truth needs to be told over and over.
What frame of mind was this thief in? But was also a child of grace. Lived his life of ruin, but he was still a child of grace. He didn't measure up like we don't, but the Lord didn't use that as a determining factor to take him home. He was a child of grace when he was stealing, and he was a child of grace on the cross. Yeah. Oh Lord, remember me. You see the frame of mind? See? Look, they're getting ready to break his legs. They get ready to take him out. The soldiers will come soon and break his legs so they'll die quicker. Although they didn't break a bone of the Lord, he was already dead when they got to him. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. The last words this thief heard was this: today, today.
Yeah.
Thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Amen.
Oh, that'd be a good frame of mind, don't you think? Maybe that's the reason when we go by the deathbeds of these saints, they're grinning at us and we're thinking, how in the world can they be in such a frame of mind? Because the Lord gives them that peace of mind. And I'm telling you, we've got witnesses here, and this is not a fairy tale. We think about old Stephen. I see Jesus. Children of God, this is a day like it's never been on this earth for this man Stephen. You know what the judge did? The judge stood up. Get this. The judge stood up. The judge don't stand up. When you're condemned, when you're in court, the judge don't stand up. Stephen said, I see Jesus. I see the glory of God. And I see Jesus standing, the judge, the lawgiver, standing. The right hand of God, and as the stones took his life,
yeah,
it's recorded the frame of mind. They've already said when they railed on him and all this stuff, he looked like an angel already, but we see here a witness, a true witness of the frame of mind of these men when they left this earth. So what David said is true.
Amen.
Though I walk
through the valley
of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, I thought, woke up all during the night, so excited to get here. I should have just stayed up all night. And I couldn't get out of my mind that tragedy of that duck boat, they said, in Missouri somewhere. You know, that boat looks like a duck and goes across the water and got wheels on it. 9 people in the same family perished when that thing capsized. It sucked them underwater. And I thought, Lord, what a glorious truth to know that you were right. It was some children lost too. Lord, even though the body, the waves sucked them under, even though their body ceased, it was the greatest moment of their existence. Whether it be child, or older folks, or middle age, they all perished. 17 of them, I think. But aren't we tender for little children? Don't we think about our children? Listen, children of God, my grandchildren and my children, that they are so dear to me. I would give my life. I hope for them. But I'm telling you, David's telling us something the Lord gives them that I can't give them. When that passing hour comes, when the hour comes for them to leave this earth, children of God, and this is not something sad. This is something that ought to make us glad. I know this. The Lord has promised, and we've got witnesses that it's happened, that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And I've just showed you simple witnesses that we have heard over and over and over again where the Lord did just that. In their time of distress, in their time of death, or almost death, it was for Stephen and the thief on the cross. Jesus says, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. If anybody tells you I don't love you, you tell them, you done told a story on that boy. Because I do love you. And I appreciate you, all the kindness, all through the years that you've done for this city. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and prosper you, is my prayer. And amen.